It's Tuesday, time for our regular conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the past few weeks, Dr. Husing has been explaining some of the statistics that economists use to put together their economic forecasts. We have surveyed statistics for Inland Empire cities that cover population, population growth, retail sales, the assessed valuation of individual cities around the Inland Empire, poverty rates in the IE. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Use the search function in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage and type in John Husing. Last week, Dr. Husing looked at statistics showing the highest and lowest median home prices in each of the 50 cities in the Inland Empire. This week, as we conclude this series of conversations, we're going to sort of flip last week's list.
Then the last thing to kind of round all this off is did housing prices take off between July of 2015 and July of 2016?
The highest and the lowest growth in the median home price in communities in the Inland Empire.
So the highest growth, interestingly enough, was in two of those outlying areas. 29 Palms went up 35%.
Okay, so at 29 Palms, I'm looking at the other list where it's a median home price is $110,000. So 35%, so that went up substantially. It went from like $80,000, $90,000 to $110,000.
Something in that neighborhood,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
then when
pretty,
you look at Blythe, up 30, Blythe was at 166.
Mm-hmm.
That's 30% higher than it was the previous year. So you're starting to see some catch-up going on there. Then as you look through it, Loma Linda did really well, up 25.8. Apple Valley, 24.2, and Hesperia, 18.9. These are two high desert cities where prices have been lagging, started to catch up. When you look at Apple Valley, it's 223.5. So, it's at the lower level. I mean, the county overall is 285,
mm-hmm.
So that's lower. And then you look at Hesperia, 240.
Right.
So that's important because that area has really lagged a great deal. Then we get Highland and San Bernardino up 17.1 each.
Mm.
And then rounding out the top group are Yucca Valley, again playing catch-up because mm-hmm. finally the recovery reaching it,
mm-hmm.
Indian Wells, and then Paris.
Mm. Now, I'm looking at the cities where the median home price went up the most, as we just discussed. A lot of them are in the outlying communities where the median home price is not going to be that much in the first place, with the exception of Loma Linda, where the home price in a year went up 26%. Now, could that be mainly because people who are looking for a lower-priced home are having to go to places like Loma Linda?
But Loma Linda's median price was $405,000. It was not a lower-priced community. It's a higher-priced community.
So what could drive that? Why are prices going up there, say, more than Redlands?
Well, Loma Linda is a very specific type of a town. First of all, it has Loma Linda University Medical Center, mm-hmm. so there's a lot of docs and all of the technicians who work there.
Yes.
Right adjacent to it is Redlands and Esri, with 2,000 mm-hmm. programmers working there on geographic information systems. So I imagine that's some of what we're seeing.
And it could possibly be the culture of Loma Linda, too, which for families...
It's a very family-oriented exactly. because of the Seventh-day Adventist culture right. that dominates in that particular city.
Huh.
At the bottom, there's some surprises. That is, there are a group of cities whose houses actually declined in price.
And you're right, some surprising ones. We've been talking about Palm Desert being
Palm
at the
Desert
top end
is
of every
one
list.
Down 13%.
Yeah, that is the worst increase in median home sales of any city.
Yeah, minus 13%. Remember, these are homes that sell, and one of the Palm Desert zip codes include that area north of the 10 freeway.
Del Webb is not
Del Webb.
It's
that's
Del
it.
Webb. That's it. Okay.
It's a,
I know what you're talking
this
about.
Could be sales in Del Webb. whereas maybe the previous period of time it was sales in other parts of Palm Desert. So you've got to be very careful when you look at these. But Upland down 6.8, that means some of the houses it sold weren't the most expensive ones, where maybe earlier they were. Needles just economically has always been in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Cathedral City is a situation of, it's one of the lower income towns of the Coachella Valley.
Coachella Valley, you're right.
And then Norco, that's probably, you're sort of seeing, you've seen big rises in the past, and we're maybe coming down off some of the highs, which might explain both Chino Hills and Norco being negative.
And East Vale as well.
I mean, Chino Hills down 1.8, Norco down 3.4. That's probably related to that.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. We're going to give Dr. Husing the holidays off, and then he'll come back after the holidays with a new series of conversations on how the policies of the incoming Trump administration may affect the economy of the Inland Empire.